During her 6 years in prison or under house arrest, many inside and outside Parliament voiced their anger and concern over Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe's case. Finally, her own voice can be heard. Giving her first news conference, she began by thanking her husband, daughter, lawyer and medics and described her return.
The coming back was also very tough. So you do realise that, you know, coming back to a daughter who is nearly eight, I left her when she was not even two. There is a whole lot to catch up.
Zaghari Ratcliffe landed on British soil last Thursday, along with fellow dual national Anousheh Ashoury. While both governments deny it, a $530 million debt owed by Britain to Iran that was finally paid is understood to be the reason behind her release. In her list of thank yous, there was none for the government. In fact, palpable anger at their handling of her case.
I was told many, many times that, oh, we're going to get you home. That never happened. So there was a time that I felt like, do you know what? I'm like, no, I'm not even going to trust you, because I've been told many, many times that I'm going to be taken home. But that never happened. I mean, how many foreign secretaries does it take for someone to come out? Five. It should have been one of them eventually. So now here we are. What's happened now should have happened 6 years ago.
Now keen for privacy and time to get to know her family again, she wants the spotlight to turn to those still being held. Namely, conservationist Murad Tabaz, who was briefly released to house arrest but is now back in Evin prison. His daughter Roxanne says they feel betrayed by the UK government.
From the outset, we were always assured by the FCDO that my father would be included in any deal that was made to release all of the hostages, so we're truly devastated knowing now that this was not the case. Further to our dismay, we learnt that he'd been left behind through the media last week. To Prime Minister Johnson and Foreign Secretary Truss, we beg you to please stand by your word.
Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe described herself as being a pawn in the hands of two governments for the last 6 years. She said she now wants to return to as normal a life as possible. But she also urged people not to forget the dual nationals still held in prison in Iran and urged the government not to link their fates to any political or global agreements. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, London.